track six, and now we're back to news stories. Youth Centre needs of new trustees to survive. An appeal has been launched for new volunteers to act as trustees to keep a valuable youth centre going. King Stainton Youth Centre opened in 1968 and since 2001 has operated from its base in Broadway Road. But now the current group of six trustees are hoping others will join and secure the centre's future. Trustee Sue Rollison said, "We need ideas on how we can keep the youth centre open in challenging times. The current trustees have been running the centre for the past 12 years and are keen to hand over responsibility." Sue explained, "We know how important the youth centre is for both the youngsters and the community groups which use it. For the young people, it has such an impact on their confidence. Nowhere else does what the youth club does, giving these youngsters the chance to be themselves, nurture them and give them somewhere they can go to enjoy themselves. We, as trustees, work so hard to fundraise and keep it going, and everyone who comes loves it. But it is a struggle to get people to take on volunteer roles which are needed to keep it going." A public meeting is being held on Friday, April the 24th at 6:30 at King Stainton Community Centre in Rydon Road to discuss the youth centre's future. Sue said, "We need people to come along and share their ideas. With your help, we can save the centre for everyone to enjoy, whatever their age." The Broadway Road building is home to the youth club, but is also available for other community groups to use. The centre has a sports hall, recreation room, pools table and disco, computer rooms with games consoles, meeting rooms, kitchen and seating area with tables and chairs.
Town Street Marshal scheme to continue. Street marshals will continue to patrol the streets of Newton Abbott thanks to funding from the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner. High visibility street marshal patrols will continue in 15 towns across Devon and Cornwall, including Newton Abbott, for a further 6 months, following a £150,000 funding boost from the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner. Street marshals provide a uniformed presence in town centres and other busy public spaces. They act as extra eyes and ears for the police, help deter antisocial behaviour and low-level crime, and offer reassurance to residents, businesses and visitors. The OPCC funding will support patrols until September 30th, 2026, in towns where street marshals have already been operating alongside the police and partners. The aim is to ensure continued efforts during the summer surge of visitors. Many street marshals are accredited through the Community Safety Accreditation Scheme, CSAS, which gives them a limited range of powers to help tackle ASB, including seizing alcohol or tobacco from young people and requesting details from those involved in certain offences. The Commissioner's £150,000 contribution forms part of the wider funding picture for street marshals in these locations, with delivery continuing through joint working between Devon and Cornwall Police and local partners. Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez said street marshals provide a reassuring and visible presence in communities and play an important role in supporting efforts to tackle antisocial behaviour. Over the past 2 years, Devon and Cornwall has benefited from Home Office hotspot police funding, which supported targeted police patrols and partnership activity in areas with higher levels of ASB, crime and serious violence. That national funding has not continued this year. Building on the progress made, Devon and Cornwall is now taking hotspot policing forward as part of business-as-usual neighbourhood policing policy across the whole force, meaning communities across Devon and Cornwall will continue to benefit from targeted patrols and problem-solving activity. Nearly 8,000 hours of street marshal patrols were delivered during the final 9 months of 2025 in the 15 existing hotspots. The impact of street marshals has been welcomed by communities and business.
Warning over attacks on bird life at Dawlish. Video footage of a dog walker appearing to kick one of the Dawlish black swans has sparked anger in the town. The town council has also revealed in a separate incident allegations of an individual attacking and disturbing different nests with a large stick. The video showed a man walking a large dog along the path immediately beside the brook and near the new cygnets. As the man tried to pass by with the dog, the adult swan lunged at them, defending his young. In the footage, it appears the dog walker then kicked at the swan. Police have been informed of both incidents. A town council spokesman said Dawlish Town Council is aware of distressing footage circulating on Facebook showing a black swan being kicked. In a separate incident, there have also been allegations of an individual attacking and disturbing different nests with a large stick. As custodians of Dawlish's iconic black swans, the town council takes these matters extremely seriously. All reports will be referred to the police for investigation and, where appropriate, further action will be taken. Please be aware it is a criminal offence to intentionally harm wild birds or to disturb or destroy their nests. The video provoked an angry response from residents and a warning that dogs should be kept on short leads and well away from the birds. One said the brook should be free of dogs. Let dog owners use the lawn area where they can be kept on a lead at all times. The incidents came after another of the cygnets was reported to have been lost. The single cygnet, which hatched to new parents, Bluey and Rosemary, was missing. He had affectionately been named Dave and been snatched by a seagull. It was saved from the gull's beak by a passerby, and waterfowl wardens had moved the family into a special enclosure, Quackingham Palace, as a temporary home. The five remaining cygnets, born to established breeding pair, are all doing well. In more positive news, a few months ago, three Muscovy ducks were dumped in Dawlish and found to be in a poor state and unwell. The waterfowl warden stepped in and took the trio to Quackingham Palace, where they were cared for, fed and given time to recover. Now they are healthy and settled in Dawlish and enjoying life on the brook.
Council invites residents to annual meeting. Newton Abbott Town Council is inviting residents to its annual meeting to discuss matters of local interest. The annual gatherings will take place on Saturday, May the 16th in Courtney Street. Council officers, councillors and representatives from several local organisations will be on hand from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The event, which is not a formal council meeting, provides an opportunity for residents to discuss matters of local interest, make suggestions and find out about local events. There will be free craft activities for the children. Any parish issues can be sent in advance to Newton Abbott Town Council, Newton's Place, 43 Walborough Street, Newton Abbott, TQ12 1JQ. Alternatively, the Town Council can be contacted on 01626 201120.